Good evening and welcome. You're listening to an All Hallows Eve music special on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
I got a brand new dance here for you. This one is called The Zombie. But when you hear that zombie rocking slow till the break of dawn in the Congo, ain't gonna let you rest till the morning light. Gonna raise some sand in the dead of night. Mama, hear them mumbling low.
Till the dawn breaking light.
They go shuffling, shuffling across the floor.
In the dead of the night.
Can you hear the little children cry?
Crying, mama, mama.
Watch out! Zombies are terrible to fright. This old new sensation. Another stone cold hit coming up out the radio. It goes so slow, it don't never quit. Man, you can't fight it, don't even try. Left and right days gone in drag step time. This old repetition make them lose their mind. So chillin', direct your feet right away on long. That all infectious beat. Come on, everyone you know out in the street, we're gonna see if you can't sing along. But when you hear that zombie rocking slow till the break of dawn in the Congo, ain't gonna let you rest till the morning light. Gonna raise some sand in the dead of night.
The
my mama hear them mumbling low. Go shuffling, shuffling across the
road. In the dead of the night.
Can you hear the little children cry?
Crying, mama, mama.
Watch out! Zombies are terrible to fight. I grown so afraid of the man in the street. With a finger on the pulse, look dead on his feet. Where you say, all I want to do. I close my eyes, but why can I not rest? Cause the fear of death that do not die unsettled me where I lie. That's why I bring them my best old slow-footed jump. Here rolling with the things in the night go bump. I won't rid my head of all that nasty niggling jump. But when you hear this zombie rocking slow, till the break of dawn in the Congo, ain't gonna lay to rest till the morning light. Gonna raise some sand in the dead of night. My mama hear them mumbling low. They go shuffling, shuffling across the floor.
Starting off an evening of spooky music with lots of bass in drag step time. I love that one. That was Zombie by C.W. Stone King, a blues musician who sounds like he could be a grizzled crawfish trawler from Louisiana, but he's actually from Australia. He's only in his 40s. That track is off Stone King's 2014 album, Gone Boogaloo. My name is Emily Quirk, and this is an All Hallows Eve music special on NHPR. For the next hour, we'll explore the darker side of Americana, blues, folk, with songs of madness and depravity, murder ballads galore, and some mighty fine devil's music recorded over the last 100 years. Before we go any further, fair warning, if you're hoping for Monster Mash and Thriller tonight, this might not be your jam. Some of the songs you'll hear this evening are based on some grisly events, and some listeners might find the stories behind the music distressing. So, with that said, let's begin with perhaps the most famous of murder ballads. Pretty Polly, I believe, is the oldest song we're going to hear this evening. It has variations dating back all the way to the British Isles in the 1700s. And as with so many folk songs, it's been passed down from one generation to the next. But what makes the song especially creepy is that, unlike so many other murder ballads, Polly's murder is in no way a crime of passion, but rather completely premeditated, prepared, grave, and all. So, here it is. This is Abigail Washburn and Bella Fleck with their version of Pretty Polly, right here on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Pretty Polly, come go along with me. Polly, pretty Polly, go along with me. For we get married, some pleasures to see. She climbed up behind him and away they did ride. Climbed up behind him and away they did ride. Over the mountains to the other side.
We're walking side by side. got to beat my woman until I get satisfied. She said, you don't see why that I will talk around. Now, baby, you know you ain't doing me right now. She said, you don't see why. Ooh. That I be dug around. It must be that old evil spirit so deep down in the ground. You may bear my body on Baba Harvey's side. Baby, I don't care where you bear my body when I'm dead and gone. You may bear my body, ooh, no, but a highway side. So my old evil spirit can get a crayon bus and ride.
His head was found
in a driver's wheel. Anybody having ever been found? Black girl, where will you go? I'm gone by the cold wind blows. You cause me to weep, and you cause me to moan. You cause me to leave my home.
Lead Belly, Where Did You Sleep Last Night? That was recorded back in 1944 in New York City. About 50 years later, Nirvana closed out their Unplugged concert, also recorded in the city. That track is also known as In the Pines. It's been called Black Girl, Pine Grove Blues. And you can ask 10 different people where the origins of that song begin, and you're likely to get 10 different answers. But it follows a familiar pattern, right? Conflict between lovers. Some perceived transgression, usually made by the woman. She stayed out late, didn't come home. But unlike so many other murder ballads, it's the man in this case, maybe the husband, it's not clear, who winds up dead, decapitated by a train. Robert Johnson in before that with Me and the Devil Blues. Now here's a fella who sang quite a bit about the devil. And some would tell you that it's because Johnson met the Prince of Darkness at a lonely crossroad and sold his soul in order to travel with and play well enough alongside his mentors, Sunhouse and Willie Brown. His success was short-lived, however. About a year after Me and the Devil Blues was recorded, Robert Johnson died after suddenly falling ill. And starting us off, Abigail Washburn and Bella Fleck with their version of Pretty Polly. Thank you again for listening to this All Hallows Eve music special here on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Emily Quirk. I hope you're enjoying yourself so far. Coming up after a quick break, we head down to the Crescent City as we pay our respects to the dearly departed, Mac Rebenek, a.k.a. Dr. John. Hello and welcome back to this All Hallows Eve music special on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm your host, Emily Quirk. When you think of New Orleans, what comes to mind? Mardi Gras, incredible music, lavish excess, voodoo, perhaps? Mac Rebenek, also known as Dr. John the Night Tripper, embodied the Crescent City. Rebenek died earlier this year, and so I thought we should pay our respects to the dearly departed with a voodoo set of metaphysical music. So up first, let's hear the final track on his 1968 Gree-Gree album. This song has been called a creepy voodoo soup that both smolders with ominous foreboding and simmers with temptations of sensual delights. This is Walking on Gilded Splinters, right here on NHPR.
Some people think they jive me, but I know they must be crazy. Don't see their misfortune, else they just lazy. Je suis a grand zombie, my yellow belt of charizard. Ain't afraid of no tomcat, fill my brains with poison. Walk through the fire, fly through the smoke. See my enemy at the end of their rope. Walk on pins and needles, see what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters with the king of the Zulu. Roll out my coffin, drink poison in my chalice. Pride begins to fade, and y'all feel my malice. Put Gregory on your doorstep, soon you'll be in the gutter. Melt your heart like butter, I can make you stutter. Think about a corn, me kill it, corn, corn. Won't corn kill the splinter. Corn, me kill it, corn, corn. Let's coast and long. Finney, let it come. Did I burn up?
Did I burn up?
Did I burn up?
Kill the splinters. Walk on, kill the splinters.
Show.
finally finished the course and long. Still I fit rivals on the brow. Piling a mile and man, too. Un pobre diablo crank on the brow. Piling a mile and
house with salt around her bed.
Crazy stones and Cadillac were flashing through her head. What'd he say?
Down an empty street in the town of New Orleans. She turned around and looked at me. I swear I'm about to drink out the lake. My heart was on fire and my eyes were turning red. And I fell to the floor, Lord, and soon I'd be dead. Well, I said, floor. She knelt down, I could tell her heart was black as snow. Her eyes were on fire, and her soul was black as hell. And I fell to the floor, Lord, and soon I'd be there. What I said,
some swampy rockabilly from the Delta Bombers, an indie band from Las Vegas. That was their take on Marie Laveau, the voodoo queen of New Orleans, whose legacy as a religious leader and as an herbalist is steeped in lore and legend. She was known to carry a snake around with her named Zombie. She was also known for her ability to cure people of their perceived curses and for her uncanny accuracy as a fortune teller. Now, skeptics will tell you that her ability to know everything about everyone wasn't the result of divine intuition, but rather because Laveau was a very popular hairdresser in town, which gave her access to hundreds of women and their stories. But to this day, people still visit her tomb and ask for her advice. We also heard Coco Taylor in there as well, Blues Queen of Chicago with Voodoo Woman. That track was the last song recorded for her 1975 album, I Got What It Takes. And of course, starting off that voodoo set, Dr. John's Walking on Gilded Splinters from his 1968 album, Gris Gris. Thank you again so much for listening in tonight. This is an All Hallows Eve music special on New Hampshire Public Radio. My name is Emily Quirk, and I'm going to try to cram in as much music as I can with the time we have left. Coming up after a very quick break, we're going to hear the scariest song of the evening. And we're also going to hear from a fellow who is currently on a national tour promoting his new book. It's called Disgraceland, Musicians Getting Away with Murder and Behaving Very Badly. Don't go away. Welcome back to an All Hallows Eve music special on NHPR. I'm your host, Emily Quirk. There's a prevalent theme when you consider some of the more traditional monsters of Halloween. A regular guy who turns into a ravenous werewolf in the shine of a full moon. A lonely old lady who offers young children candy so that she might cook them in her oven or toss them in her witch's cauldron. And then there's the well-dressed, rich European dude who lives in a castle, but is actually a blood-sucking stalker. The idea that we can be tricked into believing someone or something is harmless when nothing could be farther from the truth, that's scary. A monster hiding in plain sight. A regular person with a darkness treading just beneath the surface. The song we're about to hear takes that idea to the extreme. So without any further ado, here it is, the scariest song of the evening. This is country singer Jack Kittle with Psycho.
This is an instrumental, isn't it? Okay.
I Can Mary fry some fish, Mama? I'm as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, that you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head is killing me. I saw my ex again last night, Mama. She was at the dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins' sycamore. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama, pour me a cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You'd better let them lock me up. Don't hand me Johnny's pup, Mama, 'cause I might squeeze him too tight. I'm having crazy dreams again, Mama, so let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, Mama, standing right there by his bed, with my hands around his throat, Mama, wishing both of us were dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You'd better let him lock me up. You know that little girl next door, Mama? I believe her name was Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, Mama, 'cause I just saw her in the park. We were sitting on a bench, Mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, and then my mind just walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Oh, Mama, why don't you get up?
Well, taking murder ballads to another level. That was country singer Jack Kittle with Psycho. It was recorded back in 1973. It was written by Leon Payne, and the song is reportedly based on an amalgam of killers from the early to mid 20th century. Monsters like Richard Speck, Mary Bell, Albert Fish. But while most murder ballads are written and sung by reasonably normal, non-murderous people, there are some musicians who are as bad, if not worse, than the likes of William from Pretty Polly, or the demons referred to in Leon Payne's Psycho. Jake Brennan is a podcast host and author of a newly released book. It's called Disgraceland: Musicians Getting Away with Murder and Behaving Very Badly. In Disgraceland, Brennan explores some of music history's greatest known performers and their lesser known stories of debauchery. I met up with Jake earlier this month while he was in Concord promoting his new book, and I asked him, of all the rockers, of all the artists he's researched, who he thought was abject evil.
Oh, that's a really good question. I think Phil Spector was an evil guy. He's such a complex dude. Like, he's literally one of the most successful creative producers of all time, and just a straight up evil guy when it comes down to how he treated the people in his life. Jerry Lee's right up there.
You check my nerves and you rattle my brain.
Kind of one and two on the evil hit parade.
You broke my wheel, but what a thrill. Good and
If you're like me, you know Jerry Lee Lewis for hits like Great Balls of Fire and that he married his first cousin, who was 13. But lo, that is just the beginning of Jerry Lee's depravity. But unlike Phil Spector, who is currently incarcerated for murder, Jerry Lee got off scot-free. Here's Jake Brennan narrating a clip from his podcast, now-turned book, Disgraceland.
"They call me the killer," he told the audience. "But the only thing I ever killed in my life was possibly myself. Maybe that was true, but the next 2 years would be full of death and mayhem. A looming divorce settlement from his fourth wife, Jaren, threatens to bankrupt him yet again. But then, Jaren suddenly turns up dead, face down, in a pool, no witnesses. The official ruling, an accident. Jerry Lee's wife is now gone, and so is the expensive divorce settlement that she was seeking. A year after Jaren's death, almost to the day, the killer took bride number 5, Sean Michelle Stevens, a cocktail waitress from Michigan nearly half his age. 77 days later, Sean is dead. The official cause of death, an accident."
Incredibly, Jerry Lee's story is far from the most disturbing in this book. And I'm wondering what you think drives someone like Spector and Jerry Lee Lewis. What's the common thread?
Well, all these artists are driven by these demons that have formed within them, largely in their formative years. And oftentimes, those the beast within, as I call it, that Nick Lowe quote that Johnny Cash made famous, the beast in me, is kind of... It's the same thing that propels them to commit crimes and to have this transgressive behavior, but it's also the same thing that compels them to make incredible music in some cases. And so The Beast Within is my way of showing in the book how, yes, we can connect pop music from one generation to another based on the genre and the stylistic elements of the music being composed, but you can also connect it through the bad behavior and the criminal antics of these musicians.
Jake Brennan is podcast host and now author of the book Disgraceland, Musicians Getting Away with Murder and Behaving Very Badly. You can hear the complete conversation I had with Jake at our website, nhpr.org.
The beast in me is caged by frail and fragile bars. Restless by day and by night, rants and rages at the stars. God help the beast in me. The beast in me has had to learn to live with pain and how to shelter from the rain. And in the twinkling of an eye, might have to be restrained. God help beast in me. Sometimes it tries to kid me that it's just a teddy bear, and even somehow manage to vanish in the air, and that is when I must beware of the beast in me. That everybody knows, they've seen him out dressed in my clothes, patently unclear if it's New York or New Year. God help the beast in me. place than me. I saw her, I knew she was the one. She stared in my eyes and smiled, for her lips were the color of the roses that grew down the river, all bloody and wild.
When he knocked on my door and entered the room, my trembling subsided in his sure embrace. He would be my first man, and with a careful hand, he wiped out the tears that ran down my face. They call me the wild rose, but my name's Eliza Day. Why they call me that, I do not know.
On the second day I brought her a flower. She's more beautiful than any woman I've seen. I said, do you know where the wild roses grow, so sweet and scarlet and free?
On the second day he came with a single red rose. He said, give me your loss and your sorrow. Show you the roses, will you fondle? They call me the wild rose, but my name's Eliza Day. Why they call me that, I do not know. Day he took me to the river. He showed me the roses and we kissed. And the last thing I heard was a muttered word as he knelt above me with a rock in his fist.
On the last day I took her where the wild roses grow. She lay on the bank, the wind lied as a thief, and I kissed her goodbye. Said all beauty must die, and I leant down and planted a rose between her teeth.
They call me the wild rose, but my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me it, I do not know. For my name was Eliza. My name was Eliza Day.
Nick Cave and Kylie Minogue, Where the Wild Roses Grow. That's off Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds' 1996 album simply called Murder Ballads. The song was written by Cave, but was adapted from a much older song with roots in Appalachia and Ireland. It was called Down in the Willow Garden. And before that, The Man in Black, Johnny Cash, with The Beast in Me from Rick Rubin-produced American Recordings from 1994. Thanks again for hanging out with me this evening. And special thanks to Jake Brennan, author and podcast host of Disgraceland, for the chat. And again, you can hear our full conversation at our website, nhpr.org. I am Emily Quirk, and this has been an All Hallows Eve music special on New Hampshire Public Radio. We've got time for one more song to round out the hour. This track is from Shovels and Ropes' 2014 album, Swimming Time. This one's called Evil. Happy Halloween.
Standing in line at the equestrian mall. Looks like it's about to rain. I got two small kids and I'm late on the rent. Wife's been 2 weeks to the day. Day 2 weeks to the 2 weeks to the day. Seen her standing in the mud with a baseball glove, spitting at the other girls, spitting at the other girls. Well, here she come in the afternoon with some apples and a pack of reds. She bathes my babies and she reads me to sleep. Nothing much ever gets said. Nothing much ever gets. Nothing much ever gets said. But every now and then I get evil. I'm ashamed in the shadow of a steeple. I'm a lunatic looking through a keyhole. I hit my kids, but I don't mean to. I'm a dead dog lying on the sidewalk. Another victim of the mortgage bubble pop. Waiting on the other shoe to drop. Turned off, Judge Johnny from across the street. Had some calls last night, something didn't look right. Grab your things, you better come with me. Accusations in